This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Text line come through, said, Clint, man, you got to get over this. Never called plays before. Plenty of bad offenses have been run by experienced guys. Chip Kelly had several bad NFL offenses on his resume.
Yeah, no, it's a tough-ass job. Even the ones that have been really good at it before can suck from time to time. And sorry if I'm not, I don't have a little bit of PTSD when the first play caller didn't work, play caller with no experience didn't work out, and you just bring another one, roll another one right back in here with the same mindset as the last, and shame on me that I'm a little bit concerned about the play call. Shame on me.
Just not looking at it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, that's
flip
fine.
It over.
That's fine. Look at it however you want to look at it. I can tell you right now.
He's never failed.
Who hasn't?
Nick Cayley as a play caller.
He's never.
No, but again, you're not looking at it the right way.
Oh, okay.
You're looking at it the way he doesn't have any experience. He's yeah. never failed.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he's been around guys who have been great.
Been around a lot of greats. So had Bobby.
So?
Same. I mean, so are you talking about Bobby or are you talking about Nick Cayley? Oh, my bad. Yeah, no, look, it is the reality of what the Texans are.
But he's been around
right
two of them.
That's right, New England and L.A.
It's just the
reality of the situations that is the Houston Texans right now. View it however you want to view it. But the reality of it is, we can talk about draft, we can talk about free agency, we can talk about Laremy Tunsil, no Laremy Tunsil, we can talk about wide receiver room depth, we can talk about backup running backs, we can talk about adding a boatload of talent to the defense and having a top defense in this league. If the Houston Texans are going to be a serious contender in the playoffs and not just a team that wins a division, gets you to 9-10 wins, and you know, makes you happy that you play beyond the regular season, if they're going to be a real threat to a Super Bowl, C.J. Stroud's got to be the best version of himself. C.J. Stroud's got to make everybody around him better, including his offensive coordinator that's never called plays before, including the offensive line that doesn't have near the talent that last year's offensive line had, including the wide receiver room that doesn't appear to have the proven players, the proven wide receivers that last year's group did. C.J. Stroud's got to be the fixer. And when it boils down to it, if you're going to make a Super Bowl run, you're going to be a real weapon in the playoffs. Nick Cayley can't be baggage that C.J. Stroud is dragging to victories. Nick Cayley's got to be a weapon. And there's no excuses for this offense not to be fixed. And I'm just talking about the football 101, communication, pass protection, effective run game, tight ends that can do a little bit. There's no, like, that is on D'Amico Ryans to make sure that part is nipped in the bud. That's it. I mean, you make of it what you want. View it however you want. You want to get real excited about Nick Cayley, having never seen, you know, him do the job that I believe is, from a coaching perspective, one of the most difficult things in all of coaching, calling offensive plays, game planning, scheming, calling offensive plays, managing a game, putting players consistently in position to win versus asking them to play with their weaknesses. That's a tough-ass job. It's a scary job for a lot of guys. We'll see how Nick Cayley ends up.
A job that Nick Cayley has yet to fail at.
That's right. Correct. Correct. Tyler, I need you to bookmark this. Ron is planting his flag.
Cheryl! Now, he also has not done it yet, but he is yet to fail.
You're right. You are very right.
Yet to fail. Right there. All right. The Fred Van Fleet situation is interesting. So, the Rockets have until May 9th, and yesterday was May 5th, your boy's birthday, so that means today is May 6th. So they have until May 9th to decide, Clint, on his $45 million team option for the 2025 season. If they do not do so, Fred becomes a free agent at that point. Now, they will have early rights first to be able to get a deal done, but he would become a free agent, Clint. And I just want to just, in context, because I do wonder, do you all feel like Fred Van Fleet is somebody that they need to bring back? And that the best way that you know you can bring him back, that you don't have to worry about any free agency, is by go ahead and picking up that $45 million team option. I guess that's the first part. Do you feel like Fred is somebody that they need to make a priority to bring back on this team? And I just want to say, if they were to pick up the 45 and go up and jump from the 42 he's making right now, I just want to make sure you all know that Fred Van Fleet is the 20th highest paid player in basketball right now. Just want to sink that in right now, that he is the 20th highest paid player in basketball. But this, if he takes this, would put him next year making more than guys like Kyrie Irving, Anthony Edwards, who should be the MVP, SGA, Maxey in Philly, Anthony Davis, Kelly made more than Luka did last year. Like, these are guys that he would be making more money than next year. Jalen Brunson, he would be making almost $20 million more than Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson will make $26 million next year. He would make $45. They can't pick this up, right?
Look, coming from a guy that just had to apologize to Fred Van Fleet.
Now, I understand. Now, I mean, pull it together.
I mean, I've never been more of a fan of Fred Van Vliet than I am right now. Nah, you can't pay that. I mean, I'm just looking at if that number would make him the third highest paid point guard.
He would be
paid more Steph Curry and Tyrese Halliburton. More than Dame Lillard, more than Luka, more than Trae Young, more than LaMelo Ball, more than Tyrese Maxey, Kyrie Irving, Ja Morant. I mean, that would be, good God, that'd be $10 million more than SGA. So look, I'm with you on that. I mean, there's got to be a ceiling on Fred Van Vliet. I know he was knocked down the last three games or three of the last four games against Golden State, and he was the reason that you even had a chance. But the reality of it is
yeah, he outplayed Steph for three games.
Yeah. I mean, but reality of it is, it, like he was not creating and getting buckets. I mean, he was knocking down open shots and knocking them down at a high clip. And so I don't want to minimize it, but he's still not the creator that you need. And I don't know how, when you look at what the Rockets still need on top of whatever they decide to do with everybody else, what they still need, I don't know how you do that paying Fred Van Vliet $45 million a year. It's just one year.
It just doesn't
make sense to me. No, I don't know how you make that work.
Even if it's just one year, it's not a, hey man, we got to go for it. And the way we got to go for it is make sure we keep Fred for 45.
Right.
That can't be. So I see some people texting in, would love to have him, but not at that cost. Or maybe he doesn't get an offer that much in free agency. Now, he's not going to in free agency, and you can get him back cheaper. The only thing is, if you really want Fred, like, there could be a team that goes out there and offers him more than what you'd be willing to pay. Right? Right. Like Dylan Brooks is making $22 million next year. I mean, that feels like, to me, a Fred Van Fleet range.
Ooh, you're going to take 20 from Fred, huh?
I'm sorry. I mean, guys, listen. Fred had an excellent games, what, 4, 5, and 6? Yeah, 7 was all right. He averaged 18, almost 19 a game, 4 rebounds, 4 assists on 43% shooting from 3 in the playoffs. That was his playoff. The regular season, he was at 14 points, 3.5 boards, 5.5 assists on 34% shooting. from three last year during the 82 game regular season? Absolutely not.
You know,
that's a 20. That's Dylan Brooks. That's a 20 million. And I'll be honest with you. Like, to me, I understand the value of Fred. I think he embodies exactly what Udoka wants. But I'll be damned. I think they can go find, I mean, 45 million. They can get a couple of shooters for that. And to me, I think Amen Thompson is ready to take on more of a role of handling the ball. I think he is somebody that can initiate offense. And I don't care what they're saying right now. They are going to get somebody in this on this team that is new and a significant new piece. And I believe that person will also be somebody that handles the ball. And so even if you were to lose a Fred, I still think this team can roll and still have their, you know, playoff aspirations.
Well, I think you would have to, in order to make it make sense, I think you'd have to lean into the intangibles that come along with it, Ron. And that, even though that may be very, very real, you got a head coach that's got all the alpha you need. You've got. I think the way that Amen Thompson plays on the defensive end of the floor, the way a Dylan Brooks brings it every night, you got tone setters. You don't necessarily need Fred VanVleet to be that guy that is the veteran tone setter. And I say that expecting that you're going to bring a guy in here that is a super like elite player, and the hopes would be that guy would be the tone setter. That guy would be the final voice in the room, the biggest alpha in the room kind of deal. So the intangible, not to minimize what Fred brings to the floor, but that intangible I would think would not be as necessary as it has been the last couple of years. Like before Brandon Cooks went off the deep end over here with the rebuild of the through the cluster over here with Houston, this may be a bit of a stretch, but like before he went off the deep end, like his old hat, mature veteran, hard working dude was important, right? But then once D'Amico and all these other guys, it's like, it's not needed anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
And then they have some younger guys that were ready to.
Yeah, yeah. And now I hate the way that it ended. I mean, that does not fit my narrative here that I'm building, but you get the point. The veteran that's going to fight through adversity, is going to work hard, it's going to make your young guys better. You know, that guy, there's some serious value there. But boy, once you get the surefire superstar in here, that guy's going to carry most of that weight.
Yeah. Someone texted in, the Rockets are most likely signing Fred VanVleet and restructure his deal and have him around $30 million per year. Webby. Saving. $30 million is too much.
Yeah, well, yeah,
like, I don't want to pay for it. $30 million for Fred?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on what you do offensively. Like, what are you going to do offensively?
What? This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
As I said, like I think they are going to make a move to bring, like they're not, it's not going to be just Fred and Jalen Green in the backcourt again. Like, I think they're going to make a move to bring somebody else in. And I to me, this team desperately needs shooting, and they need a big player. Those are two things they need. They need a player that can get you points at the end of the game, a player that you can trust that we've been talking about for the last several days, and they need shooting to go around that.
And it's not good enough.
To me, 30 minutes, to me, it just makes sense. He is averaging 14, 3, and 5. And he is not somebody that goes and just beats people off the dribble and can go create for himself and others right now to give him $30 million. A year. Just me personally.
Yeah.
I don't get a sense of that. Like, to me, it's like, hey, we got to get in the 20s. We get in the mid 20s. Let's go. We can have that conversation. To me, like, still $30 million. I mean, still.
Yeah, I don't know NBA contracts well enough to be talking about.
You can look on there and you can see who's around the $30 million mark.
Yeah, but I can also see who's around 40 when some of these guys ain't got no business. He ain't the only one that ain't got no business at 45.
But again, like, to me, you're running a good organization. Like, if you're a good organization, the practice of paying, of giving him $45 million or even 30, to me, I can't look at him and say, man, Jalen Brunson's in here making $26 million. We just gonna ride this thing out.
Yeah,
get to 30.
Look, I think it depends heavily on what they do, and obviously, even the thought is that they're gonna go out and get, you know, a Giannis or a Kevin Durant. I mean, it just depends on how he fits into all that. The money obviously can't be 45, in my opinion. I don't know where he lands, but the money can't be 45. Well,
let me ask you, do you all think Amen Thompson's ready to play a point guard role? Like, you don't think he's ready to play a point guard role? See, I did
that behind the back spin up off the glass did it for me. That last game.
I think he has got one thing on his mind, and that is getting to the rack with the ball in his hand. I don't think he's facilitating anything.
Well, I think he showed some moments. I think he had about 5 or 6 assists in that game.
You watch more than I do. I think he's shown some promise. Yeah, but am I ready to put a stake in it?
If you're telling me right now, what we're going to come in here? Let's just theoretically.
I feel like Kobe.
He's on the floor. Kevin Durant's on the floor. Right, Dylan Brooks is on the floor. Am I ready for him to come in and initiate the offense?
I'm
over Fred making 30 and $40 million. Yes, I am. I am
a $45 million Fred. You'll bet on Amen.
Yeah, I am ready for. I am ready for him to at least take that role. Or as you could probably find somebody a more veteran that maybe you feel more comfortable with that can take over that role. You know, maybe you find your version of a Mike Conley, right? You know, something like that. If you feel better or more comfortable to take over that role, because Mike. A guy like that's not costing you 40, you know, and if you want to put that next to him or whatever. But, yeah, I'm sorry, man. Listen, Fred was, as you said, man, he worthy of your apology, played his ass off to kick this thing off. But we got to come way down, way down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.